The Reds and the Phillies on a chilly night in Cincinnati. Brandon Finnegan on the mound. He kept the Phillies off balance and guessing the entire night as he goes to work in the second.
Swing and a miss. 1-2-3 for Finnegan. Votto able to stay with it and feeds a covering Finnegan. 19 in a row retired by Finnegan, and that's his ninth punch out of the night. Mercy, mercy, what a night for Brandon Finnegan.
And this ball hammered high and deep to right field. It's got some carry, and you can kiss the baby. Joey Votto has hit his first home run of the year, and it is 1-0 Reds.
And a base hit by Cozart. Are they going to wave the runner? You better believe it. Bobbled in right field and no throw. Cozart delivers a two-out run-scoring single to make it 2-0 Cincinnati. Iglesias can get the final strike, the final out, and he does. Reds win. Reds win in game number two.
Reds blank the Phillies 2-0 behind a brilliant effort from Brandon Finnegan as he allows just two base runners in seven innings with nine strikeouts. Reds pitching struck out 13 overall, a mark they reached only three times all of last season in a nine-inning game. Brian Price had to be thrilled at his team's effort on a very chilly night at Great American Ballpark and in the effort in particular of Brandon Finnegan, who turned in seven dominant innings. Here is the Red skipper following his team's 2-0 win over the Phillies.
Seeing guys grow and mature, and I think we saw that tonight in Finnegan, didn't we?
Well, we saw it from the first inning through the from the end of the first inning through the rest of the game. I can tell you that. I mean, it was I think it was maybe 25 pitches in the first inning, a little haphazard with command. He pitched behind, but he survived the inning without any damage. And then for I think it was about 60, maybe 65 innings over the next six innings. Yes, about 65 pitches over the next six innings, and was just extremely sharp with the full mix. Didn't walk anybody the last six innings and was ahead way more often. The strikeouts came, but it was just a completely different kid out there pitching, and it was very impressive.
Before the game, you told us the one thing you wanted to see was him to get ahead. 13 first pitch strikes tonight.
Yeah, much better. Certainly, I think the first inning was just adrenaline. He was really throwing hard. You know, he throws hard anyway, but he had a little extra fastball, and I'm sure it's that first game out of the gates, and he was feeling it. And the thing is he had to tone it back just a hair to be able to be on time with his mechanics and get out front and start nailing those fastball changeup combinations with a few sliders, and it was very effective. So I was really pleased to see it. You know, it was a game that was setting up after an inning to go, you know, this could be a short start, and he ended up pitching seven scoreless.
To get that home run from Joey and then the tag-on run with Zach was big.
Yeah, you know, Joey got everyone excited with the homer, and they've been pounding him in and throwing the breaking ball close to him, and they came in with that breaking ball on the second pitch, and Joey got it. But, you know, when you look at it, you know, the tack-on run that inning, you know, a lot of times they say home run's a rally killer, you know, and then Duvall comes up and smokes a double. And then with two outs, I mean, Geno hits a ball right on the screws trying to move Duvall to third base. We don't advance and end up with two outs, and Zach's able to shoot one through the right side to drive in that second run, which, you know, gives everybody a little bit, you know, it completely changes the game because Lorenzen has those two infield hits off him to start the inning, and now Galvis may be, you know, moving the runners with a bunt and creates a whole different, you know, ball game if we don't get that second run. So, they're all important, but that second run certainly made a huge difference for us.
Iglesias missed a lot of time in spring with that elbow, but yesterday and today, you got to be very pleased with what he threw.
Yeah, no, it was, you know, we were really glad that he was able to get into a game before spring training was over, even though it was an exhibition game. You know, he looked good. I think they're all ready to go. I think, you know, for Iggy, missed a week of throwing because he had the contusion on his elbow, but other than that, he's looked great. And Lorenzen threw the ball great. I mean, they're just able to put him in play to create a little bit of a rally, but he was able to shut that down. And it's always nice to win that first one of the season, and now you want to start collecting more.
Brandon Finnegan has shown flashes of brilliance in the past, and maybe 2017 is the year he puts it all together. The left-hander was flat out awesome. Seven scoreless innings, one hit, and nine strikeouts against the Phillies.
In that first inning, and then it was lights out after that. Very aggressive.
The first inning I definitely had some jitters going. I was really anxious to get out there, but, you know, had good defense tonight. Cozy made a lot of good plays, so did Peraza, and so did Joe. So I was glad to, you know, keep it low and keep everything on the ground.
Yesterday you said you want to be more aggressive, stay ahead of guys and stuff. You did that tonight, 13 first pitch strikes.
Yeah, you know, the first thing I was getting behind guys. I think that's why I got such a high pitch count there. But I was able to calm myself down, slow myself down later on in the game, and you know, it ended up helping me. You know, I got a lot of first pitch outs there through the second to fifth, so that definitely helped me out a lot.
Was any pitch working in particular for you?
You know, we threw a lot of two-seamers changeups tonight. Me and Tucker were pretty much on the same wavelength tonight, and that's definitely a great feeling when you're on the mound and you know what pitch you're going to call next. And, you know, he calls it. That's a great thing. And we were on the same wavelength, so the changeup was pretty good. My two-seam was pretty good. You know, they just hit it right to you guys. They put a lot of hard balls in play, and, you know, luckily Cozart and Peraza and Joe were there for me. So, you know, without the team, we lose that game.
Is that the changeup that Straley helped you with last year?
Yeah, same changeup. I mean, just gripping and ripping it, really. Just, I mean, he helped me out with the grip, so everything else is history.
How'd you handle the rain delay?
You know, it kind of pissed me off. It's definitely hard. It's the first time I've ever had a rain delay when I was going into the start, so I kind of didn't know what to do, and I was definitely getting real anxious in here, talking to everybody, just getting real jittery. But, you know, I thought I handled it well. Went out there as soon as they told us we were playing, I ran straight to the center field and started getting stressed.
Speaking of things that pissed you off, were you wanted to stay in that game, I'm sure?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's the first one of the season, you know. You're not going to get to go all nine, but I was glad to go seven and give our team a chance to win, and they played a real good game behind me.
Do you think this is among the best games you've ever pitched as a big leaguer?
It's up there, yeah. I mean, I hadn't started that much, you know, besides last year, but it's definitely one of the better ones. I'm just glad I got the first one out the way. Now it's time to go to Pittsburgh.